Never. And Joanne's is the same, but she said she was doing it on Monday when she was sorting all her finances. To do it, Jane, because we have a lot of direct debits going out, you see, at certain times in the month, so I like to sort of write down what's in, what's going out, to make sure that we've always got anything to put in the amount. But as I said with the statement this year, it never bloody tells. Because sometimes, I think that's why I like to keep the stuff, sometimes checks seem to take longer to cash than others. And yet they've only just cashed the check. So I was sort of I wanted to tell off the block to what I was going to check for the money. But it was cash paid at the moment.
Hello, Miss G. Ready to drink?
You sucked it nearly all. Shout, didn't we give him a bit of a walk?
You've been for a walk.
Went and got me barn plates and a bit of few veg in that. Went, oh, I bought Joanne a little set for Easter instead of an Easter egg. It's quite nice, got it from that shop. You know, next to Kingston and Hodge. What's it called?
Yeah, I put it at the posh shop.
Yeah, it's like a select second shop, isn't it,
yeah,
really? But I mean, the stuff is cheaper compared to what you pay to other shops.
What's that?
It's nice, it's just like, it's a sleeveless top, white. They had it in like lilac, jade and navy. And it's got like, it's navy shorts with it. And like a big tie through the waist. And the top is like white, edged with navy. It's got like a sailor collar at the back.
Lovely.
With like a navy stripe and an anchor on each side. It's quite nice because she's got, I thought it'd do for a holiday, but the top she could wear with like, she's got, it's only cotton, you see, the shorts are only cotton, but she's got some really smart navy shorts that I thought this top would look nice to wear at night. It's a smart set rather than in the day.
Lovely.
So I'm just looking for a t-shirt or something for Lisa.
No. You can't have the pen, it's too sharp.
Yeah, you're crafty, you aren't you? You can get the zips open now.
So when you go in to sign the contract?
I've not heard anything. Delma called on Monday because I rang her up on Sunday to tell her what was happening because, I mean, she didn't know we'd signed our contract. And I said to her, well, if we get a date this week, I said, because she's going back to Wales tomorrow and she won't be back till after Easter. So I said, could Mike go in and do the fencing, you see, at the side to keep the dog out? So she said, first of all, she said, you could go and get the key. So I said, well, no, I'm not bothered about the key. I said, if you just leave the side gate open. So,
Has it got a lock then?
Yeah, I think, she must lock it from the inside and then go back through, you see. So anyway, when I got off the phone, Mike said, yeah, but what about bloody power, you see? So anyway, she must have thought about this. So she called on Monday and she said, oh, I was thinking, she said, Mike will need electric for the drill. So she said, what I'll do, she said, is I'll leave the key to the garage under two bricks at the side of the garage. She said, and then he can use the power in there. So as long as we've got a date by Saturday, he can go and do it. If we still haven't got a date, he won't be able to go and do it. We've got the fencing. Well, no, you can't, Jane, because you're not insured, you see, until you actually exchange. As soon as you exchange contracts, we've got to get insured, you see. But I mean, on the letter we got from the solicitor on Saturday, it said it looks as though your purchase is ready to exchange contracts in the forthcoming week. So we're just waiting to see.
She's doing everything by the book.
Oh, I've never even seen anything of her, Jane. I really thought I would see her around selling, and I've never seen anything of her. But it might have taken longer than what she thought as regards
sort of
the London
yeah.
end, you think. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But I think Del was quite happy now. I mean, I think she felt as though she'd been rushed at first, but I mean, that was her choice,
that's
really.
Right.
I mean, she said to me on Monday something about, I mean, it's her that wanted to be in about the middle of March. Now, I never said the woman wanted to be in by March. We were just discussing it. But Miss never actually said, well, I want to be in by the middle of March. I think she just assumed because she was coming down here with a job
she was ready to
that
move.
She'd be ready to move in, you say. But I said, well, at least you've got it all done. You don't have to rush around on the last minute.
How much money did she make in the end on the garage sale?
She didn't say. I never thought to ask her. No, she didn't say. So we just, that's why, really, as I say, I think at first she was quite happy for us to go in and maybe take stuff in, but I don't think she was happy about us doing structural things on it, because I think a solicitor must have said something to you, say. But I mean, even if we get a date for next week, Jane, we can't get in, because I'm not going to get a key and go in when she's not there.
Yeah.
If it had happened a couple of weeks ago when she was about, I would have kept going over like she said I could do. But we'll just leave it until the day.
You might as well.
Yeah, we'll get it all. You know what you like, you sit there and think, oh, I want to get it all sorted before I go in, and we'll just have to be in a tip for a while.
You can't though, can you? I mean, it takes you so long to find place
things. Yeah, it does. We'll just dump everything, at such a moment, we'll just dump everything in the back room, and we'll stay in the back room till we've sorted the front room out, and then we'll move into the front room.
You've got Easter, hopefully, to go out and
sort out
your front room. I think you just want to get everything.
Well, I think that's
time,
what it is.
You know,
time,
you know,
in your own mind you can't.
Yeah.
But waiting, Craig's on Monday looking at the carpets. Honestly, I have a right laugh with them two blokes. And, I mean, they both go, oh God, not you again.
Yeah.
You know? Do I have a mop?
Have you thought of any that you like?
We do like that one in the window.
That's
the one Mike's mad on. And when I went in on
that particular colour or a different
yeah, it looks lovely in the square. Yeah, because I thought it was quite light, which it isn't actually.
It's a pinky one, isn't it?
You chut up! No, I went in on, I maybe had been in weeks ago, you know, and had a look, and it was Hamish that was in that time. I mean, I have a right laugh with him. He's the one that came and sorted the on the stairs out for me. And when I went in on Monday, it was the other one, the lad that actually owns it. So I was in there for about bloody half an hour, and I came home with some samples, and one that I quite liked, it was up on the wall, and he said, that is my best-selling Axminster that I had. And it was like, it was, maybe it was a bit too busy, it was greyy, and it was all different other colours in it, but it was a lot of flowers on it. It wasn't a traditional Axminster. You see, Mike loves these traditional Axminsters, and he doesn't really... You won't really entertain anything else. Anyway, I brought that sample home. And what else? Oh yeah, that's the only one I brought. Tell me on Tuesday it was. Well, as soon as Easter, I brought it in. My dad looked at it and he goes, yeah, it's all right. I knew he didn't like it. And then when Mike got up, he said, oh, I don't like that. So I said, well, you take it back. I said, and you pick the carpet.
Where's this for?
So this is for the front room. So he goes off and he comes back with three samples then. Well, one of them, that has been in the window as well, but it's a very definite diamondy shape.
Small?
No, quite a big shape diamond, but it's in like pastel pink and pastel blue, and it's very, very pastely colours. But I would imagine down on the floor it would look very, the diamonds would be too much if you know what I mean. He brought that one home, and he brought another quite nice traditional one, but it tended to be quite browny. And then another one, and
you're not ripping that up.
And then you know the one that was in the window?
Yeah.
He didn't bring a sample over that because he brought the same design, but in a different colour, but it was more greeny.
Mm.
So anyway, I said, we've got it down on the floor, and I said, well, if we had a brown sweet, that would be ideal.
Yeah.
Even though there was a bit of grey in it, it was the brown that predominated it. I said, the grey sweet don't go with it.
So you're going to have the front room with your grey suite.
Yeah,
and you
sort
the
back room out eventually.
So what colours, have you thought of any colours for your back room now? This is, you're thinking this is for your front room now, you can't
get. Yeah, well, so I brought the sample of that one home. The one that's in the window.
Right.
And I mean, Joanne wasn't very keen on any of the carpets either, and as soon as she saw that, she said, oh, that's lovely. Mm. She said, now I do like that, because it looks nice and warm, because there's loads of colours in it. There's pink, there's burgundy, there's blue, there's green, there's every colour you can think of. You're determined to have that, you are, aren't you? If you got a script, it wouldn't do him any harm, but it wouldn't half make him go, but it's dead mincey. What are you making with bloody room, you mothers? What are you? What are you? Leave my handbag alone. But you see, when it was in the window, Jane, I thought it looked a bit too light, but I think what makes it look like that is they've got the light shining right on it.
I've seen it down, Chris, and I love it.
When you actually see it on the floor, it looks totally different.
Glynis has got it. Very, 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 very similar. There's not a lot in it. I'll take those magazines.
You
out.
See,
but she's got it in the greens.
Yeah, well, Mike says I brought that one home when we were looking for a hall and stairs, but I said no, I said it was one very similar. But he said we couldn't have it because with there being the squares, you'd lose a hell of a lot coming down the stairs, you know, on the turn
it
and everything.
It would spoil it. I mean,
it would. You've got to have a big spread, really, haven't
you? Yeah, I mean, I thought about it for hours, but I remember what you said about the spread.
Yeah.
I'd like it in here.
Yeah. It would go lovely with this. Because even though this is not a plane, it's not dead busy, is it, if you know what I mean?
But I don't see that carpet as being a particularly patterned carpet. I know it has got
a pattern. It is, it's a definite squares, definitely.
But
I
look at I call patterned carpets all the flowers and the roundy patterns, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But to me, a square doesn't look the same as all the round. You know, I know it sounds stupid, but I don't like these round flowery carpets.
No.
Or the ones that have got leaves going into. Mm. You know, that sort of thing. To me, that's patterned.
Yeah.
But that carpet that you're talking about, to me, is a plain.
Yeah.
It's a plain square.
Yeah. As I say, Mike says, I brought the green one home because I brought the three samples home. The one that we got down and another one. And another one for the hall and stairs. But I said, I'm sure it wasn't the same as that. But it might have been. But as I say, he said we would have lost. You see, and the fortunate thing about it, Jane, with that one, most of the carpets are only 12 foot wide, which would mean, because the room's 13 foot wide, we would have had to buy an extra 5 square yards. Because it was only 12 foot wide. Anyway, they do that one in 15 foot wide. So we've got to have 21 something square yards, I think you worked it out at.
13 foot high,
into the alcove.
Yeah.
The back room isn't. The back room's only about 11 and a half. Because you get the back room, the front room, and then it goes in a bit to the back room.
To the kitchen.
To the kitchen, you say.
Yeah.
What's
the length of the front room?
14, 10. So it's
15
by, it's bigger than what you think, really.
I think it's deceiving because it's got such high ceilings.
Yeah.
The high ceiling sort of seems to take it off.
Yeah.
I know it sounds silly, but perhaps if the ceiling was lower, it would look bigger.
Yeah.
Where
I think it's just maybe how you have it as well. I mean, if you look at it now without the dining table, it looks totally different.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike really likes that as a room. He keeps saying that's going to be our room, you know. He's funny, he does like a front room. So I thought, well, sod it, I hate picking carpets, Jay. So I thought, sod it, he can pick a carpet and if it's not right,
I don't think you'd be right far wrong with that one.
No, it is nice.
Pink and grey in there.
Yeah, and he wants to, he came home this morning and he said he must have been thinking about it. And he said, well, we could emulsion the walls. He said, why don't we do an apricot white? I said, well, that's peach. He said, the carpet's pink.
Yeah. And
the
it would be
white. I mean, we have got apricot white on the walls in the back room now. But I think he feels as though a definite pink is not the right colour for a room. Do you know what I mean? And yet, I was quite happy with it, to be honest, Jay, because I think it looks quite warm.
You can always put another colour into your curtains and bring it out
to the I think he will emotion over it, because the ceiling's a bit, as you say, she's been a smoker, and the ceiling in that front room is a very deep, deep pink, I think, if I remember rightly. I think he will go over, we probably will go over it, and we're not going to go mad knocking picture frames down in that room, it's too much of a big job. I'm just going to put a border around it. I've seen like a border in fabs with like a bit of pink and a bit of grey on it, and it's like sort of scalloped edging. So I've put that over the top of the picture frame. It sort of brings the ceiling down a little bit as well. Because to be honest, the more Mike goes over there, the more he keeps saying he doesn't really want to pull the picture frames down.
Well,
I don't know why.
Being such tall ceilings.
Yeah, really, and I think he feels as though he says, well, if you decorate it right, you can blend it in with the wallpaper anyway, you know. So I don't know, see.
What would you paint the picture rails?
The same colour as the walls, I think. No, so it just blends in and put the border around. And then it'll just be titivated up really, so we can live in it, and then the background can just be done at our own time.
Well, I'll definitely have those curtains for you this weekend. I'm
going to
get them.
Well, that's the same,
Jay. Put them straight up then, can't
you?
Well,
no, she's already got them up.
Yeah, but what are they like?
Well, they're not very nice, but I mean, I'll leave them up till I come to actually get everything done.
No, I meant when you've painted in there and got your carpet down, the grey curtains are going to
They would match up with it, okay. I
would have done it last weekend, but I had a load of washing and
it is
getting it all done.
You've got to get up in the mood, yeah. I did Saturday morning, it was fine, and I thought, right, get up and get them bloody curtains washed. And I had them on the lap, but you think I have no time in the world when I come home from work, because the thought of having to put them back up again, I just got straight in from and I had my ironing, and while I was putting them up, I said, right, stand here and watch me iron this curtain. So I'm showing him how to iron it. So while I'm upstairs putting them up, he's ironing them. So I had them back up again for 6:15.
It's all right. I had such, I must have done 6 loads of washing. For some reason, I just didn't seem to have enough to do me loads.
Yeah.
But then come Saturday morning,
it's all accumulated.
I was doing 2 what I call mid washes, this sort of colour.
Yeah.
And then I was doing 2 of these colours, and I've got about 3 lots of whites. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I've done that, Jen. You sort of look one day and you think, oh, there's hardly anything there, I'll leave it. And then you regret it the next day because the bloody basket's full to the brim.
I'm just putting bits in now. I've got a white slow there that I must put in and get that out this afternoon. I wanted to get them down and the others up while John's been in, but we want to have no curtains up on the front, so I should definitely get him to give us a lift with
them. Well, as I say, don't worry about it, because that first week I won't even bother anyway, because I'll leave but what I've got. Because, you see, I think it's a picture, what do you call it, a pelmet. I think she's got wooden pelmets on everything. So I want to take them down.
Yeah.
So that'll have to come down anyway. You see, I hate choosing. That's another thing I hate choosing.
Those windows are so big that you've got them. I mean, they probably will fit. I bet you it'll be a tight fit.
Well, the 12 foot, I know that one in the front room is 12 foot wide by 72 drop.
Yeah. Well, we don't know. They're more than 72, aren't they?
Mm.
They only really just go in my bag.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of gathering there at all.
What? You're not having the pen? Because like Joanne's bedroom, I measured that at 66 drop. So I ended up getting 72 drop curtains, and Pam was going to shorten them, and then I said, no, I think I'll leave them, because it was only like sort of 8 inches difference, and I thought, well, when I wash them, they might shrink anyway. And it'll come out, they'll come over the radiator anyway.
They've got some nice curtains in the co-op now.
Have they?
Spare for him, but yeah, they only go to 54 though.
Oh, do they?
But I remember those curtains that I bought for his bedroom. I bought 54 the first time, and I had to get some million in between.
No, is it 63 or 66
drop?
I think it's 63
drop,
isn't it?
66 wide. But they were just on the ledge, really, because probably we put that the thing just a bit higher. But they were only $7.99, plain blue with like a little star on. Or I think they had a cloud on as well, but for $7.99 I thought it's worth.
Yeah. You're not having the pen.
Just as a spare.
No. Yeah.
No, you can't have the pen. No.
I might go back and have a look. I might have a quick measure up again. But they only took them in the radiator.
You're determined to have my cup of tea, aren't you, mate? You're a cheeky face, you are.
I was reading an article that John's mum, well, she gave me the book, Pamela Sherlock, and it was all about this little girl that's hyperactive. And they listed all the things that, you know, you wouldn't dream that it's all to do with allergies. Hyperactive.
Get all the ear infections, chest infections, and all that, all to do with allergies.
And I'm thinking, was he hyperactive? Oh, it's GH. Bloody hell,
what
did
you, how did she describe
her?
They never sleep.
No.
Do they?
No.
Get up in the middle of the night playing.
Yeah. Yeah, this little girl. I can't remember now, I was sleeping once. But, I mean, he's all right now, but he's reading it. I could see him being very mildly what all the symptoms were.
Yeah.
Very, very mildly.
Yeah.
But it all started off with a milk allergy to this little girl when she was 6 months old. Yeah.
Yeah.
She had very bad diarrhoea with it and everything.
Oh.
But all her sleeping patterns, and now she kept, you know, a snuffly nose all the time. That was something else. Lots of things she had. But she had kept getting ear infections. It was all to do with I mean, her mum kept giving her all orange juice and whole foods and things like that. But it turns out she was allergic to 99% of what her mum was giving her.
Because you see, the thing is, you just don't know what they're allergic to, do you, really?
No. But it started off with milk. She was a lovely baby, very placid, sleep, did everything. Until her mum changed her onto cow's milk at 6 months old. And she went to the health visitor and said, could it be, you know, she was a diarrhea to start off with, and she suddenly started being a crying baby instead of a happy baby and not sleeping. And the health visitor poo-pooed it and said, oh, you know, she's just changing. But, I mean, I suppose it was that health visitor, because, you know, also, I mean, I thought to myself, like, straight away, it's got to be the cow's milk.
Yeah.
But I couldn't help wondering whether, you know, he was very mildly for the first sort of 12 months. I don't know, because I mean, all constantly running. Whenever this little girl was up, she did nothing but run around. She did nothing but run.
Yeah.
She couldn't sit and concentrate with anything. Very disruptive in class. Nobody would have her. You just couldn't have her. My mum couldn't get anything done when she was awake, because she just used to have to watch her so she didn't injure herself. She was that bad.
So what was the solution? Did she change her diet?
Well, she finally found somebody that made her realise that it was all allergies, and she took her to an allergy clinic and got her tested for everything, and it turned out she was allergic to most everything that she was given her.
So what does she feed her on then?
I don't know. Sort of chocolate and things is definitely a no-no.
Oh, God, yeah.
But she was allergic to lots of things.
You see, it's like, say, I mean, Linda went through a phase where she said that about Leanne. But I think it was like, say, 5 years ago, so it, there was a lot of hype about kids
there
being
yeah.
allergic to this, that, and the other. And I think she just cottoned on to it. So she cut out crisps and sweets and chocolates and all that. But I think it was just a phase and she grew out of it. Because, I mean, she certainly hasn't stopped eating them now.
No.
But, like, I think because she'd wake up in the night and Linda'd have to go downstairs with her and play with her, there's no way she would have gone back to sleep. She automatically thought, oh, she's hyperactive, put all the sweets out, you know, and the drinks, whatever drinks, the ones without the E's and all that sort of thing, you know.
Yeah.
But she's certainly not like that now.
But I mean, I don't think for a minute he is hyperactive. He just seems to have got the symptoms of the very mild, all the bits and pieces. But I'm just wondering whether there is certain things that he's eating that perhaps, you don't know. Whatever I think, I was thinking after reading it, whatever he is eating, probably milk. I reckon it's probably milk. It's just made him that little bit more, he's up all the time,
on the go all
the time, and the sleeping pattern, you think about
definitely.
And he's always disturbed.
Mm.
So, I mean, it could be
milk
that sort of just disturbs him somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
I mean, the other night, I was stood there waiting for him to go to sleep, and he wanted to, and I couldn't understand what he was doing, but he was just thrashing around completely in the cot with his eyes shut.
Mm.
He was on his stomach and he was on his side.
No, again,
over and over and over. And I went out the room in the end, he was fast asleep, I couldn't watch him.
So he was all sort of hyped up, but he was asleep.
I mean, that was before I read that, but makes you wonder. Sue's decided to have a go at Daniel. She's cutting out all his, doesn't let him have pop and crisps or anything like that.
For that reason?
Well, just to try and calm him down a bit.
Oh, he's very young,
is he? I think a lot of boys seem to be.
Yeah, I think boys are so different, Jane. I mean, like I say, Pam said, there's still not a night goes by that David don't wake up in the night. I don't mean he wants to play all the time either, but he wakes up. But I don't think Emma's like that. I mean, Emma's always been a good sleeper. But not David, not at all.
I think you wonder whether you eat something or try it. You know what's got me thinking about it? Because you know, like you had kind of and she was allergic to it. Well, I had a gallon of milk when I was in there. And I can't help wondering whether he is. He got a allergy for milk.
Yeah.
Could be.
It could be, yeah.
He just didn't know he was, you know, early on as well.
Yeah. It's ghost time, Jeff. Is it?
Yeah. 22. Michael.
No.
for a wee onion.
You don't have to go, you know.
Well, you got things to do. I have to say, I thought I'll only go for half an hour. I didn't really come to something to do, aren't we? I say that every time before, I think it was true. I thought we'd probably see you, and I thought, now I know I can both, I better feel I should now, but now I know I can't. Better shouldn't waste it, don't you think?
Definitely. You vote for John, because he was upset, you couldn't vote. He's away tomorrow.
Well, see, can't he go somewhere else?
No, I don't think you can.
No, that's not me.
The only thing I could do is get somebody who doesn't know. Because I've got his card, all he has to do is go in and say the name.
You went together, is it?
Yeah, I don't know who could ask though, really. Joe Bugs off the street.
Is that Jenny Scholes' home? I can just get that for that.
His card's got it all mapped out, and he's not got the responsibility to the kids or the dog. That's good, so keep him down there. I mean, he has got attached to it, hasn't he?
Well, he loves it. He loved it before he sort of we got it. Because he had it for a weekend when we went away. He often didn't ask it.
Oh, well, perhaps he doesn't want to have it.
Well, he probably will, but he could go back to Florida.
Well, then you'll have to sort. By then, with a bit of luck, you might have been established with somewhere in the firm. He's not going to get up and going in the next 12 months, so it's going to take a bit of time. By then, hopefully, you'll have got yourself sorted.
Yes, Mum.
Curtains in for me. That'll keep you cool.
Come on. Be a dear.
Did I put it up there?
What?
For the invitation, on that turn.
John's got his income tax, that'll please him.